From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly reading The Making of an Assassin, Hawk Files, Book 1, by Lauren Robinson. We begin with Chapter 1. The jungle island was not far south of Luzon and was a base for Muslim guerrilla activities. Philippine military had tried several times to locate the rebels, often resulting in an ambush with heavy losses. Kidnappings of rich or political people for ransom was common, usually successful, unless U.S. Special Forces were called in. Such was the case one night in July, as a U.S. nuclear submarine glided slowly toward the island, some 100 miles south of a river outlet into the sea. At a considerable distance farther, the aircraft carrier USS Vinson kept in communication. In the sub were four men who were not part of the usual crew. They were Navy SEALs on a special mission. At 10:30, the sub surfaced. A rubber boat slid into the water, and the occupants quietly rowed toward the island. The night could not be any darker for the four-man team in the Zodiac. The two empty spaces would hopefully be filled on return to the submarine, now sitting a short distance beyond the mouth of the river that flowed into the South China Sea. The outboard motor was silent, letting the four charcoal-faced men paddle slowly upstream. With tree branches and vines bending down to hide the shore, the SEALs were able to see up the narrow river with night vision goggles. Tiger Howard whispered, "Hey, Lieutenant, how far do you suppose we've paddled?"
"For intelligence is right, we should see campfires around 0100.
And Lieutenant Lane Palmer thought, there should not be more than 15 Muslim fanatics holding the French ambassador and his daughter hostage. They had trained for such a rescue for months, preparing to free any hostage whose location could be pinpointed. Palmer took some comfort in knowing one of the fanatics was their informant. He knew this man should be guarding the boat dock. Lane pulled his paddle slowly in unison with the others, checking the strap that held his Stoner commando weapon. His men were dressed in black pants, camouflage blouses, and black bandanas. In their sheaths were razor-edged black knives, and grenades hung from their belts. Sitting in the lead position, Lane stopped his paddle and whispered,
"Hold it. Over there. Campfires. This is it. Ease toward the shore. Look for the dock."
Lane turned to the man beside him.
"Copper, you and Steele wait to the dock in case that guard is not our man."
"Hey, Lieutenant," Copper said, looking at the muddy water. "Are there leeches in there?"
"And what are you worried about? You're wearing the pantyhose, aren't you?"
"Well, that's what bothers me. They just might want to make love."
Lane almost laughed.
"Yeah, make love, for Christ's sake, then, Copper. Just get your butt in the water."
And then he chuckled some more, remembering that some Navy SEAL in Vietnam had discovered that women's pantyhose were good protection against leeches and other jungle insects. But no manly SEAL wanted to be accused of wearing women's underwear. When they were within 20 feet of the dock, two SEALs slipped into the water, wading through the mud and pausing between two camouflaged motorboats tied to the dock. With silencers on their pistols, they aimed at the guard, then waited. In the boat, Lane used a clicker, giving two short clicks. The guard answered with one, and the SEALs put away their pistols.
"Steele, set the explosives under the dock and on those boats. Let's go."
To the guard, Lane said,
"As soon as we're finished, you run to the big honcho and tell him you escaped. We'll back the story with a news release. Where are their hostages?"
"Bamboo hut on the north end. Get the guards by the doorway first. As soon as you start shooting, they will try to kill the prisoners."
Lane set his men in position, then eased through the bush to the north end of the camp. There he found the two guards dozing by a fire.
So far, so good.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?